Judge Bail, you have been in office now for some time, and you are up for re-election this year, and you're facing off against opponent Kim H. Searfoss. Mr. Searfoss, we'll hear from him later on today. But Judge, if you can, tell us some of the things that you think are good accomplishments, the things and things that you achieved while you were holding this judgeship, and what sets you apart from your opponent?
Oh, I've been a judge now for two terms. That's 8 years, and during that time, I strive to treat everybody fairly and with dignity and respect. When people come to court, all they want to do is have their side of the story told and let the judge make the decision based upon the facts and the law that applies. And that's what I've tried to do the last 8 years, and that's what I'll try to do in the future.
Judge Bail, what are some of the what's the general nature of cases that you handle? Does it range from a wide variety of criminal and civil, or is it something specific?
It certainly does. The criminal cases probably get the most publicity, but we also deal with domestic cases, divorce cases, juvenile cases. We deal with probate cases and associate civil, the collection cases, and so we see a wide variety of cases in my court.
Judge Bail, how long have you been in the law? How long have you been practicing it?
I've been an attorney now for 21 years, and before I was a judge, I was an assistant prosecutor for 10 years at the Boone County Prosecutor's Office.
So what are the things that you think are most important when it comes to being an associate circuit judge?
Oh, you just got to be able to treat people fairly and listen to both sides of the case, and that's real important, and just apply the law and be able to figure that out and what law applies to that particular case.
Judge Bail, do you have anything specifically you'd like to share with the people of Daviess County, share with the people of Cooper County, and maybe why they should choose your name if they pick up the Republican ticket on Tuesday?
Oh, one thing we're always striving to improve is our juvenile programs, and one thing we're in the process with the Cooper County Juvenile Office and the Cooper County Prosecutor's Office, we're going to have a truancy court for those young people that don't seem to be able to make it to school. And with the truancy court, we'll work to get kids in school and hold the students and the parents accountable for when they're not in school. And so we're kind of excited about that. We're not going to add any personnel, so there won't be any additional cost to the voters of Cooper County.
Well, Judge Bail, we appreciate your time. Again, thank you. And if there's anything else you'd like to share, please do. If not, though, but good luck to you on Tuesday.
Thank you, Mike.